Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When we breathe, the carbon dioxide we exhale directly helps the flora around us. Andy Anderson, a professor of science education at Michigan State University, explains how a basic understanding of this process can help us tackle larger issues like global warming.
One might expect in this era of environmental stewardship and sustainability that American college students would have a solid grasp of the very carbon cycle that supports life. But according to our research, this is not necessarily the case. In a recent study, we assessed the fundamental science knowledge of more than 500 students at 13 U.S. colleges in courses ranging from introductory biology to advanced ecology. What we found is that most students do not truly understand the processes that transform carbon, including such common processes as plant and animal growth, combustion, and decay. They fail to apply principles such as conservation of matter, which holds that the amount of matter at the end of the process needs to equal the amount at the beginning. Matter doesn't magically appear or disappear, of course. In one example, most students incorrectly believe plants obtain their mass from the soil rather than primarily from carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. It's easier for them to believe the fallacy that trees are somehow growing out of the soil rather than the scientific reality that they're growing out of the air. Based on our research and past classroom teaching experience, we believe that biology textbooks and high school and college science instructors need to do a better job of teaching these fundamentals, particularly how matter transforms from gaseous to solid states and vice versa. Improving students' understanding of these biological principles could make them better prepared to deal with important environmental issues such as global climate change. But it won't be easy, for students' beliefs are deeply ingrained in our everyday language and reasoning. Instructors need to help students understand the differences between such everyday informal reasoning and true scientific literacy. Ultimately, the implications are great for a generation of citizens who will grapple with complicated environmental issues such as clean energy and carbon sequestration.
That was Michigan State University's Andy Anderson. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
And I think to myself,